One of the challenges the writing staff faces in writing a show that follows multiple storylines like this is how to make these storylines interconnect, and not just on a plot level, but thematically, how they're related. One of the challenges of this particular episode was doing that, was finding some crossover theme between what was happening with Chris and what was happening with some of the other characters on the show. And in this scene, we're seeing Chris going to Jean with the problem. She's torn between Pablo's philosophy and Hal Burney's philosophy. And Jean gives her advice. And it's advice that Jean really should and has neglected to follow herself. And that was one of the cool things that came about in a rewrite. You know, after doing the initial draft, we looked for ways to kind of cross-pollinate these stories. And what happens after we do a first draft, or after the writer, in this case me, does a first draft, is the script goes to the other writers and producers, and we get notes, and based on those notes, we brainstorm ideas and try to come up with ways to address them. And then once that draft is done, it goes out for more notes and eventually goes to the studio, in this case Lionsgate, and eventually the network, ABC Family. So by the time we get around to shooting, the script has gone through a number of major revisions, and hopefully with each revision it gets better. Now, one of the interesting things that came out of this revision process was we moved Chris discovering that Junior had moved in with Rebecca to this scene, roughly, you know, halfway, a little more than halfway through the episode. Originally, she didn't find out until the end of the episode, when she actually goes over to his loft and sees all of Rebecca's stuff everywhere and finds out that way at the party. And both ways offer different things. I mean, it's dramatic and supremely uncomfortable for Chris to find out when she shows up at this party and doesn't realize that they are living together and has to figure it out for herself. But we decided ultimately to move that revelation into the middle of the episode because it was a good dramatic reveal halfway through the show. And, you know, your challenge as a writer is to keep the show engaging all the way through. And now, just in talking about the middle of the show and how to keep the tension going, Jean's decision not to tell Charlie that she slept with Joe is fueling tension throughout the middle of the show. And this scene is designed to keep that tension alive. If Jean were to have told Charlie earlier, there wouldn't have been anywhere to go other than to have that discussion between them, and they would either resolve it or the relationship would blow up. But by Jean's delaying that decision, she is giving herself a problem to overcome throughout the course of the episode, and just structurally speaking, giving us another source of tension to play. And it's important to understand when you're writing, and it's something that as a writer took me a long time to get, the difference between surprise and suspense, because Jean's not telling Charlie delivers a form of suspense. I mean, we know something that Charlie doesn't know, and we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. We're waiting for her, possibly, to tell him, and that's delivering some nice tension. Surprise is a one-time hit, and when a character decides to reveal something suddenly, such as perhaps Matt did when telling Chris that Junior was already living with Rebecca, it's an unexpected dramatic hit that gives us a great jolt but it's over. And suspense is something that is sustained for a longer period of time and sort of supplies tension. Again, we're escalating Junior's dismay with having moved in, and here he is starting to realize that he made a serious mistake. Again, the show is progressing to a point where we need to be raising tension in every scene, asking the question, in this particular case, are these two guys going to make it? Are they going to survive as a couple? Is Junior going to continue moving away from Chris? Is Rebecca a viable alternative to Chris for him? Or, on the other hand, are all these irritations building up to the point where their relationship's going to explode? And if that happens, does that mean Junior's going to go back to Chris? You know, these are the questions that we throw around in the writing room, trying to milk as much tension from every scene as possible. Now, here we're seeing that Bernie, in spite of all of the constructive advice he's given to Chris, is really all about winning. And Chris is seeing a different side of him. So that just as Junior is seeing a different side to living with somebody, Chris is seeing a different side to her relationship with Bernie and asking herself questions about whether to continue it, whether it's what she thought it would be, and again, raising the stakes as we gradually wend our way closer to the end of the episode. It's probably the most important challenge we face as writers, trying to give our viewers more and more tension as the episode culminates.